and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou might steal the enemy and the avenger out of the mouth of babes. Out of the mouth of babes. But we're so holy and we're so saved. I want to ask you a question. When Jesus decided to show back up after his death, did he show himself to the holy folks? I said, don't make me preface everything I'm saying. Most of you know me, and if you don't know me, come talk to me after church. I believe it as strong as anybody in this building. I'm not making light of holiness. But I'm going to tell you, for long enough, conservative apostolics have stood behind our Pharisaical pride of our separation. Wait, wait! As justification of why there's no babies in our churches. Wait. The guy that sat back and scorned and ended up spilling his guts, splitting hell wide open. And the one that was hadn't lost her fanaticism, he stopped him and he said, from this day forward when the gospel's preached. That's what it says. From this day forward when the gospel's preached. Acts 2:38, one God, Jesus' name baptism. Let this be told in memorial. You know what he was saying? Have Acts 2:38. Have water baptism in Jesus' name. But never forget the importance of babies. I wonder what would happen tonight, Brother Young, if the master of the vineyard decided to walk in and out of the rows of his farm. Young people, I wonder what would happen. He walks up to the fig tree. It's full of leaves. But when he starts pulling back the leaves, where's the figs? Man, that's the greenest fig tree I've seen in a long time. Where's the figs? It looks apostolic. Sounds apostolic. Where's the figs? Foliage, but no fruit. Leaves, but no lives. Looks like a fig tree. Looks apostolic, sounds apostolic. Preaching sounds apostolic, songs sound apostolic. But I'd hate for God to walk in this conference tonight and start pulling back the uncut hair. You say, but Brother Mark's edition of this story says that it wasn't the time of the figs. But if you study really what the theologians believe there, what they say was, what he's really saying there is, it was a season for figs, but it just wasn't a very good season. So it was a down year. And so he comes in here and he starts pulling back the foliage looking for fruit, and immediately we start saying, but God, it's been the worst financial year we've... But God, there's been more going in our youth group. But my two greatest financial guys moved away. Young person, but my mom and dad split this year. Everybody else backslid and I'm the only one. I hear you, baby, but where's the fruit? I read something today I never realized, Brother King. There's some theologians that believe one of the reasons this fig tree couldn't produce fruit is it stood alone. Fig trees can't bear fruit standing alone. And we think we can have this Lone Ranger mentality and have revival. And we got people, we got churches 20 miles away. And our folks can't even speak to one another in the Walmarts. Brother Marx has never been a pastor. Doesn't he understand what ethics is? Yeah, but I also understand what apostolic is too. Wait, and we gotta quit being so afraid of one another.